Hello, my name's Keith Brinsenhoff on the Azure Active Directory engineering team. I'm here today to show you the first day at work experience with Azure Active Directory. So let's take a look. The first day of work experience with Azure Active Directory Premium is a very user-centered approach. The user is able to use those applications that are very familiar to them, such as Office 365. And because they're well integrated and within the systems and the functionality that the user is experienced with, they can become very productive very quickly. And at the same time, the company can be protected because the certain applications that are very important to the company can be protected through multi-factor authentication. Let's look at a short demo of how that works. My name is Keith Brince. This is my first day at work at Wingtip Toys, and my manager, Audrey Oliver, has sent me an email to welcome me to the team and to tell me the first steps I need to take to get up and productive as quickly as possible. The first thing she's asked me to do is go ahead and sign into Workday. She wants me to sign into Workday so I could confirm my personal information. And the reason that I'm confirming that is that Workday itself is the software as a service solution that Wingtip Toys is using to create new users and get them kicked off into the company. We call this provisioning. So the new users are provisioned through Workday, and I, as a new user, can go right within my Office 365 experience and click on a tile directly within that experience without needing to go anywhere else, and through that, get single sign-on into Workday, where I can go and update the personal information in my account. It's a great thing to do on your first day at work. The second piece of action that Audrey's asked me to do is to become a member of the Wingtip Toys Company Apps group. Joining this group will give me access to a number of applications that the company wants to make available to me for single sign-on. So let me go ahead and click on that link. So I arrive to a page here which says Wingtip Toys Company Apps. This will give me access to a selection of applications for all Wingtip Toys, and I can join the group. When I request this, you'll find that it has been auto-approved. When I go back to my email, going through a small number of things I need to do to get started, is there's also a request for me to join the group Enterprise Social Apps. I'll click on that link. Now, Enterprise Social Apps gives me access to the company's Twitter account. And Twitter is an important tool that marketing and sales teams are using to message out to their customers. But you need to protect access to this because it is important for the company's brand. So I will go ahead and join that group and say, I plan to tweet, and send that request. Now what I'll find here is that the request to join has been sent to the owner of the group. Now this is important because the company wants to make sure that I am the right person to be able to gain access to this application and that this is something that the IT department might not even know. So they want my manager or other owner of this group to be able to approve. So let me go ahead and go to that manager's experience. And now I am Audrey Oliver, the manager, and I will look at the approvals that are sitting there waiting for Audrey to approve. And I find one here, which is for Keith Brince. He plans to tweet, and that's okay, because that was part of why we hired him into the role. So I'm going to go ahead and approve. So now I'm back in my office experience. And I have not had to go very far at all from this and get a lot of productive things done. I'm able to say, hey, you can also go directly to the Wingtip Toys apps for all these types of connections in the future. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and look at that as well. And I'll look at these applications that are here. First off, obviously there's ones like Office, so I can do my email and share on SharePoint. There's Salesforce here, which is here because I am part of the sales team, and I had an attribute called sales when I was created as a user, and this is the type of data that has enabled this Salesforce application to show up here. I also have my timesheet app, which gives me access to ability to manage my time. So let's go ahead and look at this blue link here. I'm going to update this with the refresh. And what that does is added a few more apps that are added because I had joined that group. So the core operations of Wingtip Toys just connects applications to groups and has simple ways for groups to be filled and groups to be approved in such a way that the right people have the right applications at the right time. So let's go ahead, and I want to just take a look at Twitter right away. And what you'll find here is that I do not need to know the password or the username for this application. In fact, I never will know the password, because this is an important part of access to this particular application, in that the administrator has entered the original password and then set rules so that this password will be changed automatically every week or 2 weeks in such a way that it really creates an environment of protection for the company to ensure that fraudulent access to the Twitter account is reduced to the bare minimum. I'll also go back to my office now, and I'm thinking, hey, that was cool. I can get access to my applications, but let me read a little bit about this about Salesforce. Okay, I do need to log into Salesforce to begin connecting with my team. And then, you know, the company says that Salesforce is one of our most sensitive applications, so they're going to take an additional security measure. Well, let's find out about that. So I'll go ahead and click still right here in Office. Oh, I see the Salesforce is available. I'll click on that tile. And now I see that I'm being prompted for a verification code that comes in my text message of 225571. I know this because I have my cell phone with me, and I had given my mobile phone number to the human resources person when they had first onboarded me into the company. And so now I'm able to sign in. And in this way, the company knows that even if my account had been fraudulently accessed, they could ensure with the extra level of multiple factor authentication that they could be have a higher level of assurance that the right people are gaining access to the right applications. So it's really interesting now for me as an end user in terms of using a tool that I'm very comfortable with, very knowledgeable about, like Office 365 and email. And through that, I've become really connected into my applications, into my company, and I can really, without any thought in the future, know exactly where to go and gain access to the applications that are important for me and my work. I hope you have found the demonstration of the first day at work with Azure Active Directory Premium very useful. More information can be found at azure.microsoft.com/identity. Thank you for your time today.